Uncle Jake won't stop talking. I wish the man would chill. He'll ask you out to dinner and make you pay the bill. He cuts in traffic, spits and swears, and if you're hurt, he says, who cares? The man is quite a lot to take. There's no excuse for Uncle Jake. Well, Uncle Jake is raw and reckless, spills his garbage on the street, and if you dare confront him, you're gonna lose your teeth. 'Cause Uncle Jake was once a southpaw, a long, long time ago. He'll sneak a left hook like a snake. There's no excuse for Uncle Jake. The kids around the neighborhood know his reputation. One night a few of them had an inspiration. Well, long past midnight, while he slept, they walked up to his caddy. They deflated his steel-rimmed tires. Goodness, he was mad. But he knew where those poor kids lived, and he decided that their bikes were his. After he unlatched their gate, those poor kids' bikes met their fate. Well, there's no excuse for Uncle Jake. The parents in the neighborhood, well, they all got their nerve up. What kind of man takes a kid's bike, even if they deserve it? Well, one of them came to my house and spoke of the dissension. He says, at least he'll let you in the door. Will you lead an intervention? Those boys should not have touched his car, but that old man has gone too far. You said yourself, he's a lot to take. There's no excuse for your Uncle Jake. Well, I thanked him kindly for his thoughts and for his cheap morality. What kind of man do you think I am who would turn against his family? So I took out my BB gun, and soon that man was gone. I shouted at him as he ran, dude, get off my lawn. I aimed my target at his tires, and soon he hit that gas like fire. But I saw a burst of rubber flakes. The lemon don't fall far from the cake. Don't you mess with Uncle Jake.